Hello, Harry here with perhaps the local update, a community show aimed at updating the local news with community events and the people who do stuff in our community for the community. Today we will be talking about Vex Robotics competition scene with Granada Hills student and team captain of one of the multiple teams that Granada competes with in these competitions, Nisha I'm Tiaz. Vex Robotics Competition is a robotics competition for elementary through university students with three divisions meant for different age groups and skill levels, Vex EDR, Vex U, and Vex IQ. Vex U is for university students, and Vex IQ is for elementary and middle school students. Then the lively Vex EDR is for middle and high school students. As for the competition, students are given a yearly challenge and must design, build, program, and drive a robot to complete the challenge as best as they can. Truly difficult and amazing stuff. Nisha, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, so first, going into the yearly challenge part of it, what exactly is the yearly challenge that Vex gives you guys?
Okay, so every year we're given a different game. So our season is actually all year round. So we start off at when Worlds finishes and when Worlds begins again. So Worlds ends about April, like end of April. This year's April 26th. So the last day of Worlds, we're released a new game. So right then and there, we have a 2-hour off season, let's say, but we actually start planning the minute we get the new game. So that's when we start, and Worlds is actually in Kentucky. So we fly over there and we spend a week there. It's a week-long competition, and you're against 500 of the world's best teams, which is really stressful in a way because you don't have anywhere else to go after that. But that's where, when you make it there, you know, like, you've made it, you've done everything you've gotten, and now it's time to, like, see where you can get up to. It's kind of interesting. You see teams from all over the world. So this year we made friends with teams from India, which is really cool, and especially teams from Saudi Arabia, which we didn't even know they had teams. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You're going to meet so many new friends.
Wow, that sounds absolutely amazing. All right, so to backtrack a bit, when were you first introduced to Vex or robotics?
So I joined Vex Robotics my 9th grade year. I actually didn't even know it existed in middle school. So right when I joined robotics in freshman year, I was like, okay, this seems interesting. And like the whole Vex outlook is you get to do everything. So if you want to do electronics, you can definitely do that. As well as you can build and you can program your entire robot, which I think is really good. Whereas we have FRC where you just focus on one subsystem. So I think if you really went into Vex, you could just learn about everything, which really helps you into like your life in general.
All right. Amazing. All right. So did you first join as like an announcement for the club, or did you first join as a part of the class?
So robotics is a class. In school, we're a class, but out of school, we're an academic team. So I joined as a class. We're not actually a club. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So when you first stepped into the classroom then, what was the sort of feeling that you got, like, seeing all the tools and all the different parts and probably all the awards that Granada has gotten over the past couple of years?
It was definitely really nerve-wracking because you walk into a classroom with all these, like, upperclassmen who've been here for so long and they know everything that's happening. You're walking in and you're clueless and you're trying to make a good impression, but at the same time, you're like, you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, so you walk in quietly. And so I've always been like a social butterfly in a way. So I walked in and I made friends, like no matter what, like I walked in and I had friends. So I didn't think it was big of a problem, but I've met so many people that they came into the team being really quiet and now they're one of the loudest people there. So you really like branch out once you join the team. It's really fun.
All right. And when did you know robotics was something that you're going to continue?
So originally I had the outlook that I want to be a neurosurgeon, so medicine was my field. And then I came to Granada and I realized that they didn't really have much for medicine, but they had robotics, which would really help me towards that field because of like whole teamwork and leadership skills. So I thought, let's try out robotics and then maybe I can like get closer to what I want to do. So I started robotics and now I actually really love it, especially with like how I'm working with everybody and then all the things that I'm learning about just being a captain and like all the things that you have to know about teamwork and then designing and building. It really helps.
Wow. All right. So going to the teamwork aspect, what's a quick debriefing of what competitions are like?
Okay, so our competitions are every Saturday. They have one every month, but we actually are going to two of them. One is on the 19th of October, and another one's on the 26th. We just had a competition on Sunday, which we did fairly well at. We had both of our teams qualify for states already, first competition, which I'm very proud of. So you walk in, and there's about 34 different teams there, and they're all from around all of LA, and then you have teams from Bakersfield there too. So these teams have been working since about May, beginning of May. So you actually get to see everybody's designs, and then you walk in, you already know, like, what are your flaws and what do you need to improve on? So it really hurts because you walk in and you're like, okay, so I know I'm not gonna do good, but that's okay. It's a really interesting approach in a way, because you walk in, you see your friends, and they ask you, like, oh, how's your robot doing? And you're like, not very well, but it's okay. Life's going great. And everything works when you're in the classroom, right when you walk in, and you, like, notice everything breaks. So you're just sitting there for a good 2 hours trying to fix everything, and nothing turns out right until about lunch. That's when everything starts working, and you only have, like, two batches left. So you're kind of like, whatever, it's great. We're just going to go with it. Yeah.
Wow. All right. What are some other aspects of the competition that doesn't exactly have to deal with the actual performance of your robot? Like some other aspects, because I've heard that such competitions have like judges, or like mm-hmm. there's a judge sequence. Can you talk a little bit more about
yes.
that?
So judges are there's like a group of judges. There's about 4 to 5. They walk up to every team and they just ask you questions about you and like, how did you get here? Your entire design process. Like, do you just focus on robot building or do you do other things like helping your community? So during our judges, we talk about everything that we do, like our outreach, which is we go to different schools around LA and we teach students about robotics and how they can apply everything they're learning in the classroom outside as well. As well as we go to multiple homeless shelters around LA. Like, we went to one this weekend as well. And we just hung out with a bunch of like kids and we just talked to them and we built so many robots and we try to like teach them that there's so much for you to do and you're not just limited to what you have and the resources you have, because there's people out there that are more than willing to help you out. And then we do those two. Those are our two main ones, as well as, I don't know if any of you heard, but Granada opened K-8 as well. So we are actually a K-12 school now. Yeah, really fun. So we actually, every Tuesday, we go to Granada's K-8, and we also help students there with their robots. That's one of the things that we talk about in our judges. We try to show people that it's just not robots. Like, we're trying to make sure that everybody knows that they have more possibilities in their life. It's not just art and math. You can, like, do whatever you want.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. I love hearing about that. As a big like robotics guy myself, mm-hmm. like I just love the idea of spreading it to as many people yeah. as possible. All right. So then, going back to the technical aspects, how do you lead your team, or like what do you do to help your team tackle any difficulties that you guys encounter, both technical and design-wise?
Okay, so as a captain, you're not necessarily supposed to be touching the robot at all times. You're supposed to be guiding people and making sure that they understand and are learning throughout the entire process. So my team is made up of all guys, first of all, which can get pretty challenging because they all are friends. They're all like groups. So like, they're always hanging out together, so you have to somehow try to break that up a bit so they get stuff done. But we've all come to like the idea that we need to respect each other in order to get stuff done. So that really helps me. I have like this little boundary with all the guys, and we know that we need to respect each other. Yes, I'm one of the younger ones. I'm a junior, and I have a senior on my team as well as two other juniors, and they all understand that I earned my spot on the team and I know why I got it. So they kind of know that when I give advice, it's for a good reason. It's not to put them down. So with that, we go by core objectives. So our first core objective is being competitive, which means beating all the aspects of the game. Our second one is to be driver friendly, which means that if anybody wants to use a robot, they should be able to, in terms of it's programmed as easily as possible so that anybody can alter anything and they can learn. As well as our third one is to be structurally safe, meaning that our team dynamic is always well as our robot is always structured so nothing breaks. We're not trying to harm anybody. We're trying to be as safe as possible. That's how I try to base off all my foundations on the team.
All right. Yeah. All right. Amazing. Definitely showcasing some great leadership characteristics right off the bat. So what is the coach and team dynamic like? Like how much control do you feel you have over your robot and your team has designing the robot? Or what are the areas that you guys turn to your coaches for help for?
Okay, so we are actually a completely student-run team, meaning we handle everything from budgeting to planning all of our events. So we are the ones that call the hotels up before comp, and we're always like, we're going to be here at 7 a.m., so can you, like, please be there and give us all the room keys? So we do that, as well as we talk to all of our sponsors, and we're the ones that get the money. So our coaches are there to give us, like, a helping hand, and just in case one of us gets hurt, they're always there to help us, as well as when there's always problems with programming, because we're not the most smartest people ever, so we obviously don't know everything. So they're there to help us, giving us small hints, but they're not working on any of it. They're just there in the background telling us, oh, you may get hurt on this, so just watch out. Just small little advice like that.
All right, yeah. Wow. All right, sounds like you guys definitely, like, are pretty much already into the field of robotics, like, full-on engineers. So then with that, from a student's perspective, why do you think it's important for your peers to get involved with robotics? And likewise, why do you think it's important for other schools to follow and, like, start to build their own programs?
Okay. So I think robotics in general is such an interesting field because you can learn so much from there. You literally learn building, programming, electronics, as well as you learn so many leadership skills which help you in any field that you want, especially how we talked about budgeting, like business. One of the guys on my team, he's going the business. So that's where he comes in because he does all of our team budgeting. He does all of talking to all of our sponsors and everything. So you learn so much through robotics that I think it's completely amazing because yes, you think you come into robotics, oh, you just do battle bots. That's literally all you do. But no, we do so much on there. Literally half of our life is spent in the classroom working. And it may seem we're just like a bunch of nerds. We kind of are, but we still do so much. Like we still have friends, we still have social lives, and we still like make time to do other things. We still plan events. We still go out. We still do socials. So I think that really helps people get out of their comfort zone, as well as being able to work with other people, which helps them in any field that they want. Literally, I'm going to medicine. People think medicine, engineering, how does that connect? It doesn't in a way, but it also does. Because in medicine, you're working with a group of surgeons or a group of doctors, and that's exactly what I'm doing right here. And you're working in such a time crunch. That's literally what robotics is. You have such a small time crunch, and you're trying to get stuff done. It's really, like, I think it relates so well with just life in general.
Incredible. Yeah. All right. So, Granada Hills High School hosts, you guys host one of these tournaments, the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yes.
First, when is it, if it hasn't already passed? Mm-hmm. And from your point of view, why do you think you guys, why does Granada decide to host one of these competitions? And what is it that you guys are providing by providing a tournament for others?
Okay, so we actually have two competitions coming up. One of them is on November 16th, so if anyone wants to come by, please come by. It's totally fun. And then our second one is on January 25th as well. So our November one is a little bit bigger tournament. It's about 34 teams. And then our January one is 24 teams, so it's a little smaller one. That is actually kind of like an invitational competition where we want to have teams there that we know are willing to get competitive and that they know that there are certain limits that they have to go to be like recognized. So that one, we invite certain teams around LA that we've seen during competitions. So you'll see a few of the really good teams around the world here. It's really fun. So going into like making a competition, it's really stressful, first of all, because you have to plan everything, make sure nobody's lost, make sure all the judges know what they're doing, as well as making sure all teams know how to get to school. That's kind of complicated because even though my team, they know where school is, they're still going to be late no matter what. So you're always up there making sure that they understand you got to be here. You got to get this stuff done. So you'll actually see us, like, before competition, we're here from school end, so 4:30 to about 11:30, just setting everything up. And the next morning, we come at 6:30 to do everything again. It's pretty stressful. The whole competition outlook for us, we think that making a competition allows teams to see what they're good at, seeing as what they need to fix, as well as our team, we offer two things called Robot First Aid and Doc Spot. So Robot First Aid is, if you don't have a part, come to us and we'll help you find one. And then DocSpot is, if you don't understand programming, we got you. We'll help you figure that out. Because we have a lot of people on the team, even if they're not on VEX, they're in FRC. They'll still help you. Everybody on the team is friendly. We're more than happy to help you. Nobody wants to get lost. That's the whole goal, was try to get everybody into, like, this entire thing. So competitions for us is like sportsmanship, first of all, gracious professionalism, which is making sure that you're being nice to teams and letting them know that you're here to help them, as well as making sure that they know that you're not here just to, like, get an award. You're here to make sure that they know that, yeah, okay, we're a robot, great, perfect, but we're not going to see you, like, fail, so we're going to try to help you in our best possible way. We're not going to build your robot. We're going to try to guide you in that process. That's what competitions for us are kind of like.
All right, so touching with that philosophical side, with the talking about purpose, is there a specific philosophy or, like, overarching lesson that you hold close to yourself that you learned through your coaches or through being in VEX? And if it's a philosophy that you got from somewhere else, what is it?
So our entire outlook for robotics in general is engineering a brighter future. Kind of thing. So you'll see that everywhere on our motto, even our websites, robodocs.org, if any of you want to check it out. It is literally there, engineering a brighter future. That's what we're trying to do. This whole goes into how robotics relates to life, because we're trying to make sure that all students know that you're not just building, you're having fun, you're learning about so many different things. You go to competitions and you're talking to judges, you're talking to companies. That's where everything starts off. That's where you get recognition from, especially Worlds, because there's multiple colleges at Worlds, like UC Berkeley. They were at Worlds. So you basically talk to them and you talk to college and you're like, okay, this is what I do and this is why I think I'm a good fit for you, because I think I'm a very productive person and I get stuff done, and I think that's one of the main things that you want in a student. So competitions like that, we try to go with the whole engineering brighter future kind of thing, because we've seen how some people are continuously being forced into, like, the whole idea, like, this is what you have to do and you have to fit by that. But we're kind of saying, try it out, see how robotics helps you, see how where you can go from there. It's literally just a base and you just branch off from there. That's what engineering is for us.
All right, seems like you guys definitely have, like, a very powerful you guys hold very powerful insight for future students to join robotics and just, like, for future people to change the world. So we kind of touched on this earlier when you were talking about your team, how it was mostly made up of males.
Yeah.
Being a female in anything STEM can be difficult to get your foot in the door in sometimes. And what I want to know is, has there been any barriers to entry within VEX in regards of inclusivity?
Honestly, no. So I think it's been a problem beforehand, the whole, like, stereotypes, like, females, they don't necessarily do as much, but males do. But that's definitely been broken over the years. So where I'm at as a captain, it's definitely something that my coaches have asked me before. They're like, is it a problem for you? Because you're, like, the only girl right now. How does that work for you? Like, yeah, it seems to be a problem, but it's really not, because everybody has that respect for each other. We all know that we got a spot on this team because we deserve it. So there's a whole reason to respect it. You may not like somebody's ideas, but that doesn't mean they had an idea for a certain reason. So respect is our entire foundation. Yes, being a female, our team is actually about 37% female right now. It has gone down a few. We started off with 50% and now we've gone down to 37%. But it's something that we like to work on with inspiring people to join. Yeah, we're a male kind of run team, but that doesn't mean anything. Our entire leadership board is actually about 70% female, 30% male, which is very interesting for us. So it seems like a really big problem, but I think as the years are progressing, it's slowly becoming smaller and smaller. I was at Worlds. I've seen so many female-run teams, and it was amazing just seeing all these girls, and they know that in order to be outspoken and to be in a world where you're continuously looking down on, you have to show who you are. You have to show that you know what you're doing and you're trying your best. That's what's really so interesting about engineering, is they're not just discriminating you based off your gender. You can really branch out.
All right. Well, that's definitely, like, amazing that that's the direction that we're headed in.
Yeah.
And so touching back with your, you're pursuing the medical field on neuroscience.
Yes.
Was it? All right. So then with being in VEX and first, what kind of impact has the program had on you overall? And what would you like to do with that experience moving forward?
Well, okay, so Vex in general, I started off not knowing anything, but then throughout the years, I gained a lot of leadership skills, as well as I'm actually one of the people on the team that talk to all of our sponsors, talk to everybody. So I'm one of the people that you'll see at competitions, talking to all of our judges, talking to all of our sponsors, talking to all the companies, giving all these tours, because that's what we try to say. Like, yes, you start off quiet, but you're still gonna grow out of that. Because being in a team, everybody is loud. So in order to get your point across, you gotta be loud too. You have to meet up with all of this. That's how our entire team is kind of structured. You start off quiet, but you're not gonna be quiet the rest of the year. So yeah, that's how we're kind of spoken. And yeah, I'm doing Vex and I wanna go into medicine, that's great. But all these leadership skills that I'm trying to do, I'm going to neuroscience, which is basically brain science. You're learning about everything. You're learning about how the body functions. You're learning about what you're thinking and all these like psychological things, which really helps me with understanding all my team members. Because I really need to get down with them on like a personal level to figure out what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, which really helps me with like brain science in general. And then surgery, you're working in such a pressured area. That's literally what I do every single day. Pressured, stress, that's like the main fundamentals right now. And then as well as teamwork, I'm working with 4 to 5 people a day, which is basically how your surgery team is structured, 4 to 5 people. So I think I'm really getting a lot of experience with when it comes to surgery and just going into medicine or just any field in general, because everything starts off with teamwork. Because if you can't work in a team, then you really can't work with anybody in the future. And that's where you really need to start off with.
All right. And so I know that your guys' program at Granada is large enough that you guys are able to hire coaches outside of the just normal school faculty and staff. So after graduating next year, mm-hmm. Are you looking to like continue your involvement in Vex by becoming a coach or by like joining another organization that helps promote Vex? Or do you have something else completely planned differently?
So as we were talking before, Vex use offered in universities. So my whole plan was I'm going to try to go to a university. If they offer robotics, that's great. But I also want to get my career started before I can go into this again, because I want to set like a foundation where then I can go back and inspire students that they can also do whatever they want. So right now, since I'm going to neuroscience, that's actually about an 8-year study field and about 6 to 7 year residency. So by the time I'm like 32, I'll get like a job. So I want to go back into mentoring and being a coach. So I definitely, once I get my career started, I'll go back and I'll be a coach, because I want to show students that I started off here and I still made it. Like, I still got everything. I went through so much, but I still was able to overcome everything.
All right. So now that you're a junior right now and you're going to be going into your senior year next year, what's something that you would like to see implemented within your guys' program before you leave? Or what's something that you would like to especially leave behind in terms of like maybe a philosophy or something valued?
Well, personally, I just want to see more females in the team in general. I want them to know that they can do anything, that no one can tell you that you can't do something. I want you to know that you can do anything that you put your mindset to. As well as, I want to leave behind and tell the guys and everything, like anybody in general, like, yeah, so it's such a small team and you may not get your point across, but you still can. You just got to be loud and you need to show people that you know what you're doing and you're trying your best. I just want to leave the whole like philosophy that if you work hard, you can definitely get what you want. You just need to show people that you're confident enough and then you have everything that can help you.
All right. So we've been talking with team captain Nisha EMTs, right? All right. From Granada Hills High School robotics team, talking about Vex Robotics competitions and the role that it can play in our youth's development and the impact that it can have on students who are already, if not yet, passionate about the STEM field. Once again, I'm Harry with what was perhaps the local update.